This is Jody Peterson with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Governor Jared Polis signed 6 bills on Monday to help residents who are struggling financially during the coronavirus pandemic. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
One of the biggest measures aims to keep people in their homes. Democratic Senator Julie Gonzalez of Denver led an unsuccessful effort this month to pass an extended ban on evictions. But she says the bill lawmakers settled on instead will still provide some relief.
If you're a renter and you are worried about what to do when your extended unemployment insurance benefits run out, know that there are $20 million available now to assist you.
Gonzalez says the bill will also help landlords who are not getting their rent payments. Other bills signed by the governor will use federal aid from the CARES Act for mental health support, utility bills, and food banks. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
State lawmakers are getting their first positive piece of financial news since the coronavirus pandemic began. Last Friday, economists said the state is expected to end the current fiscal year with $320 million more than originally thought. They also upgraded the revenue forecast for next fiscal year. The change comes after the economic outlook in the state is improving after businesses began to reopen. The better forecast also takes into account drastic actions lawmakers took to balance the budget, including passing a bill to end an estimated $180 million worth of tax breaks. But economists warn the forecast could get worse if coronavirus cases increase again. Governor Polis signed the state budget on Monday. It includes $3.3 billion in cuts caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Lawmakers had to reduce spending across all departments, including cutting more than $1 billion from K-12 education and colleges and universities. Democratic Representative Danaya Esgar of Pueblo said the budget still protects state health care programs and other priorities.
I know it's not a budget that any of us love, but I think it is a budget that we can all be very proud of.
In a small signing ceremony that lacked the celebratory tone of previous years, Polis thanked lawmakers for putting together a budget under tough circumstances. On June 17th, the Great American Outdoors Act passed the Senate with solid bipartisan support. Among other things, the act intends to pay off the $12 billion maintenance backlog across our national parks. Colorado Senators Cory Gardner and Michael Bennett have led the congressional push to pass the legislation. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports, a number of senators in our region were not on board.
In addition to getting rid of the backlog, the act would also permanently fund the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which preserves and acquires public land. Still, senators in Idaho, Wyoming, and Utah all voted no. Many were concerned that it wasn't paired with higher park fees and would increase the deficit. Wyoming Senator Mike Enzi talked about this on the Senate floor.
If we keep adding new mandatory spending without adding new revenue, Congress will be forced at some point to eliminate mandatory spending or get new funding streams that survive well into the future.
Others didn't like that the funding would include acquiring more federally owned public land, and some were disappointed the bill didn't include permanent funding for programs that help fund schools and projects in areas surrounded by public land. The bill now heads to the House before stopping on the president's desk. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
President Trump has indicated that he will sign the bill into law. The legislation's progress is considered remarkable, given the overall hostility of the current administration to federal land management agencies and the Land and Water Conservation Fund. On Friday, Governor Jared Polis signed a sweeping set of police reforms into law, saying the new policies will help restore trust between law enforcement and the communities they serve. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
The bipartisan law is Colorado's response to protests sparked by the death of George Floyd and other unarmed black people who have been killed by law enforcement. It bans chokeholds and adds new transparency requirements that aim to prevent violent interactions with the police. Several lawmakers of color, including Democratic Representative Leslie Herod of Denver, led the effort to get it passed.
Law enforcement, for too long, has been able to target communities of color without retribution, without accountability, and unfortunately some without the integrity that we expect from those who are there to serve and protect us.
Herod said the new law is not a, quote, end-all, be-all, but she praised it as a big step in the right direction. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
World-famous conservation biologist Michael Soule died on June 17th. A longtime resident of the North Fork Valley, Michael is considered the father of conservation biology, a branch of science dedicated to preserving the Earth's diversity of living creatures. Born in California, Michael graduated from San Diego State University and then got a PhD at Stanford. He helped found the first university in Malawi, Africa, and also taught in Samoa, as well as at universities in California and Michigan. Michael authored or edited dozens of articles and books on biology, conservation biology, population genetics, and other related topics. He received many awards and honors for his conservation work, and is remembered as a wise and compassionate mentor, teacher, and friend. Michael Soule was 84 when he died, in California. He was Professor Emeritus of Environmental Studies at the University of California, Santa Cruz. KVNF's Sin Holder interviewed Michael Soule in 2014. Here are some excerpts from that interview.
So the Anthropocene scares the hell out of a lot of people because it means the end of a world which had nature in it and the beginning or the completion of the human project, which is to totally dominate all processes, all ecological processes on the planet. But from a biologist's perspective, from my perspective, it's a disaster. Our children and grandchildren, if we have them, are going to be living in a very hot world, and sea levels will be rising, and climate will change drastically. We're already seeing climate change drastically. Climate has become an unpredictable phenomenon. It used to be pretty predictable. And around the North Fork Valley here, almost all winters, the snow level got to the top wire on the fences, and there was plenty of runoff from the mountains, and these strange spring freezes didn't occur so much, so you could grow a lot more fruit crops in the trees and the orchards. But now the climate's much more unpredictable, much more erratic. It's not too late. Nature is resilient. It's really simple. You would just go back to a more ecological approach to management, which in the long run is even better for the industries. But we live in a culture which is focused on the short term, on the bottom line this quarter or this year, and not over the next 10 years.
And that was an interview with Michael Soule, recorded at KVNF in 2014. Michael passed on June 17th this year. That concludes the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening. Thank you.